Hey, welcome back everybody to Mysterious Minis, the Mysterious Galaxy podcast that comes to you every Tuesday, bringing you new books and new events and all stuff going on at the store. It's just me today, just Gary, because Becca is working on a very secret project for the store, which means they've been kind of busy, so it's made it really hard to nail down some recording time. So I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of events and chat a little Star Wars stuff, because there's new Star Wars, but we'll get there. So, starting right at the top today, we have an event tonight with Christopher Reich for his new book, The Palace. That's going to be at 7 o'clock. We have just, as of this week, begun doing our live streams through Crowdcast. So make sure to check the link in the description. That is going to take you to the new Crowdcast link where you can sign up and view our events either live, or I think they should be archived so you can watch them in the future. Although, of course, I think we are still going to be putting those on YouTube as well. So there should still be a backup even if you don't make it through the Crowdcast link. For Christopher Reich tonight, he is doing signed copies of the book. I think they're just signed, not personalized. But if you'd like a signed copy, put in a comment on your order on the website. That, of course, has to be in by a week from today, next Tuesday, the 11th. Tomorrow, very fun. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we are going to be having an event with Alex Segura for his book Poe Dameron Freefall. If you guys might remember that Becca and I had been talking about this book for a while, I have not yet gotten to read it, which makes me feel really guilty because I'm going to definitely stick tuned for the event. I am excited. I'm always down for more Star Wars stuff. I just got back into... Well, we'll get there. That's at the end. I'll tell you what I've been reading at the end. But Poe Dameron Freefall. So that's going to be... Alex is in conversation with Zoraida Cordova, who, of course, did one of the Black Spire books, Crash of Fate. Zoraida wrote Crash of Fate, which came out last year. That is the one that takes place at Galaxy's Edge. So they're going to be in conversation tomorrow. I think that should be a lot of fun. Check that out at 6 o'clock. Again, I believe we're doing book plates, signed and or personalized. So if you want a personalized book plate, by next week, make sure you put an order on the website. Moving right along, on Thursday, Dana Krause going to be in conversation with Josh Malerman, discussing his new book, The Living Dead, which is, of course, inspired by George Romero, which looks fantastic. Please check this event out as well. We are doing signed and personalized book plates for this one as well. Those have to be in by August 13th. Again, I think we just made it standard. You've got a week from the date of the event to request to sign a personalized book plate, which means that for folks that are waiting for book plates, they are going to arrive in the mail separately from your actual book. There's a little bit of a delay because we try to get the books out on the on sale date if we can, and the book plates usually come later so that we have time to collect personalizations for all those folks who place their order at that last deadline, you know, the week after. All right, and just one left for the week. Next Monday, before we, you know, do our next minisode, so next Monday, the 10th, at 7 o'clock, Robin Lefevers is going to be talking with Mary Pearson and Stephanie Garber about her new book, Igniting Darkness. Please join us. That should be a fun YA panel. All three of those authors joining us, but I believe we are just doing signed and personalized books for Igniting Darkness only. So if you'd like a signed or personalized copy, again, place that order. That one has to be in by the 17th. That's the Monday following, so 2 weeks from yesterday. For people that are listening to this when it goes out. Time is weird when you do podcasts, you guys. I don't know if you know that, but we fake it a little bit here sometimes. Okay, so yeah, those are all of our events for this week. The only new book that I was really excited about is this Poe Dameron Freefall. That I wanted to shout out. Of course, there are others. Harrow the Ninth is out this week. That is the sequel to Gideon the Ninth from last year, the lesbian necromancers in space that we have been talking about on the show. I am very excited. I still need to read Gideon. I feel so guilty that I haven't done that yet. But I believe Nick is reading and reviewing Harrow right now. So keep an eye out on the website for that review. Of course, Living Dead, the Daniel Kraus is new this week. Robin Lefevre's book Igniting Darkness, new this week, and The Palace, Christopher Reich, all of our event books new this week. There is going to be a big list in the description. I have a whole bunch of others, like a dozen titles that I think are in that list, so please check that out for other new books. Beginning of the month is always crazy, which means there's a lot of books. Let's see, what else is left? I guess just what I've been reading recently. Like I said, had Star Wars stuff to talk about. So, I mentioned last week when I was talking to Becca, I had realized that I had not read the sequel to Alphabet Squadron yet. So I listened to the audiobook for Shadow Wing. And not to give too much away, but the, sort of overarching arc of the Alphabet Squadron books so far have been that there is a group of pilots that have been put together by the New Republic fleet, led by a former Imperial officer, Erica Quell, who was a fighter pilot for this wing, Shadow Wing, which is this TIE fighter division that is the 204th division. They're like the big bads. I'm not going to go way too deep into Star Wars lore. I could do that. I'm alone. There's no Becca to stop me. But basically, big bad TIE fighter pilot group that is being tracked down by Alphabet Squadron, our heroes. All of them fighters from... all of them but one, I think, a fighter for the Rebellion. Very fun stuff. This book was so good. They deal with trauma and, like, PTSD and just, like, being veterans in a war in a way that I find so fascinating in Star Wars. In Star Wars. It's fun to have Star Wars characters that are wrestling with, like, morality on a more intimate, personal level. In a way that I don't feel like comes across in a lot of the, like, non-Jedi stories, if that makes sense. Because other than Jedi and the Sith, the other characters don't really get to be, like, pensive and internal in the same kind of way. It's good stuff. I'm excited to check out Alex Segura's Poe Dameron book next. I think I'm going to start that. And next week, I'll get to tell you all about how that went. Okay, I'm gonna wrap this one up. It's gonna be, like I said, pretty short, but please, you know, stick out for Thursday. I believe we're going to have another episode up on the main feed on Thursday. If I'm remembering correctly, it's Lighthearted Reads that's coming out this week. So those are, us talking about just, like, books that make us feel good, because it's been a really stressful few months, and sometimes you want to read something that just feels nice. So... check that out. Thank you, of course, for listening. Thank you, Austin Farmer, for letting us use the track Kill the Farm Boy from his album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. You can find the links for that in the description to his Spotify. Please give that a listen or buy the album, because it's great. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Mist Galaxy Books. You can still, of course, get books from mistgalaxy.com. That's M-Y-S-T Galaxy. For folks who haven't figured that out yet. I got an email from a listener. Maybe that's something I should read real fast. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we got a listener email. Thank you to Catherine. Emailed us because we were talking about queer fantasy books last month, and they recommend Escaping Exodus by Nikki Drayden. I'll have to poke Becca next week and see if they have heard or read that one. I believe I know Nikki Drayden's name. But thank you, Catherine. We always love getting emails from people. If you have any recommendations for us that you want us to shout out, if you have any questions for us, please, of course, email us at podcast@mistgalaxy.com. That is the easiest and quickest way to get in touch with Becca and I directly. about podcast stuff. So please do that. And yeah, come back next week. I don't think I missed anything. We'll see you again soon in the galaxy not so far away.